This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Is the new budget okay?
That's a big unknown.
Legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht told the Revenue Estimating Conference it's too soon to predict results of the revenue-raising bills passed in the 2015 session.
We're not going to be able to observe any kind of information or be informed about it until we get to certain points in the fiscal year, and I think the earliest one is probably November.
Senate President John Alario is worried about oil prices.
Would that also be the appropriate time, if oil prices stay where they are, to be looking seriously at that, or should we be looking at an earlier time than in November?
Anytime the REC wants to address oil prices, the earlier the better.
Louisiana's budget is based on an annual average oil price of $61.70 per barrel. Currently, oil is trading in the low 40s. The REC may meet again as soon as late September to adjust the predictions. The Joint Budget Committee got some sobering news as well. Some bills passed in the frenetic end of the session negated each other, leaving a $4.6 million hole in the new budget. Senate Finance Chairman Jack Donahue.
I'd like to make the motion that we go ahead and make the advise the administration to go ahead and make the cuts now so we don't have to deal with them later.
$3.8 million, 83% of the cuts, will fall on higher education. Representative Pat Smith quizzed State Budget Director Barry Ducey about that.
Have they had any discussion with you or anybody on how Regents going to accommodate for that?
We have not informed the agencies yet.
Oh, they don't know.
Oh, wow.
They know now. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.